This is Radio Nepal. I am T.K. Prasad Khadka with news. The headlines first. Bird flu infections are confirmed in 82 locations across 11 districts in Nepal. Department of Livestock Services begins gene sequencing to detect virus mutations. Governor achieves 75% of annual revenue target as current fiscal year nears end. Road Division Office in Jumla initiates a termination of 16 stalled road projects along the Karnali Highway. And U.S. and Iran trade strikes after Iran attacked a cargo ship. Now the news in detail. Bird flu cases are on the rise in Kathmandu, with the infections confirmed in 82 locations across 11 districts of the country. According to the Department of Livestock Services, the bird flu outbreak has been spreading rapidly in the Kathmandu Valley over the past 3 months. The department has taken special precautions in the affected areas to help control the disease. The first case of bird flu was reported in Morong in March earlier this year. And since then, the infection has spread to Jhapa, Sunsari, Mahottari, Bara, Chitwan, Nolprasi, Kathmandu, Bhaktapur, Lalitpur, and Kabre Planchok districts. Dr. Umesh Dahal, the Director General of the Department, stating that so far a total of 569,858 birds have been called to manage the outbreak. The department reports that the infection has brought under control in several areas, including in Bara, Mahottari, Chitwan and Nolprasi, as well as in Jhapa, Morong and Sunsari of Kusi province. However, Dr. Dahal noted that vigilance remains high in parts of Kathmandu, Lalitpur and Bhaktapur and Kabre Planchok, where the infection is still present. Meanwhile, the department has also begun gene sequencing of the virus in collaboration with the National Public Health Laboratory to check for any genetic mutation in the infected strain. With 19 days left for the current fiscal year to come to an end, the government has achieved 75.17% progress in its revenue collection target for the year. According to the Office of the Controller General, which maintains the government's daily budgetary accounts, revenue collection of 1,112 billion rupees has been achieved till last Friday. The government had set a target of collecting revenue worth 1,480 billion rupees for the current fiscal year. It will have to collect 367.5 billion rupees in the remaining 19 days to meet the target. Among the various headings, the government has achieved 76.20% progress in tax revenue collection. The figure of cancer patients has almost doubled in past 5 years, the data suggests. According to the Nursing and Social Security Division under the Department of Health Services, the number of cancer patients receiving government financial aid has significantly increased in recent years. Division Director Hira Devi Nirola said that the number of patients receiving financial relief for cancer treatment has doubled in 5 years. The Araniko Highway will experience a nighttime closure for 15 days, starting from the 6th to the 20th of July for the upgrading of the Dhulikhel-Khawa road section. The decision announced by the District Security Committee aims to expedite the blacktopping process. During this period, entry for tippers and large cargo trucks will be entirely prohibited, while other passengers and cargo vehicles will be restricted from 7 p.m. to 5 a.m. To alleviate traffic disruptions, the committee recommends that drivers utilize alternative roads whenever possible. However, emergency services, service vehicles, including ambulance, will be permitted to operate at night too. The Road Division Office in Jumla District has initiated the termination of as many as 16 long abandoned, inactive and stagnant construction contracts along the Karnali Highway. The move was made due to gross negligence and failure on the part of the contractors to complete the assigned work within the stipulated time. The fresh contract termination was aimed at launching a crackdown on inactive infrastructures and putting an end to the trend of contractors securing projects without completing them said the office. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now time for a short break.
14-15 बजारमा नयाँ के थाइन नेपाल टेलिकमका विभिन्न सेवाका अफरहरु सस्तो सारै सस्तोमा खरिद गर्न परेमा *14-15 ह्यास डायल गर्नुपर्ने रहेछ त्यही भएर कण्ठ पारिराख्या
हो र दाई
त्यति मात्र हो र भाइ नेपाल टेलिकमले विभिन्न समयमा ल्याउने विभिन्न अफरको बारेमा थाहा पाउन पनि *14-15 ह्यास डायल गर्नुपर्ने रहेछ नि त
14-15 मलाई पनि कण्ठै भयो दाई
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको संचार
वेलकम ब्याक नाउ द रिमेनिङ न्यूज The 13th century idol of Shakyamuni Buddha, previously stolen and taken to United States, has been successfully restored in Nuchewal of Kathmandu. This restoration was achieved through collaboration between the Kathmandu Metropolitan City, the Department of Archaeology and the Heritage Project. Following its recovery in the U.S., the Department of Archaeology worked with Tibet House Collection to facilitate the statue's return to Nepal, supported by various governmental and non-governmental organizations, scholars, and heritage activists. You are listening to Radio Nepal's 8 p.m. English News Bulletin. Now to some international news updates. The U.S. military has conducted strikes on Iranian targets after President Donald Trump accused Iran of a police violation of its truce following an attack on a cargo ship in the Strait of Hormuz. According to the BBC, U.S. Central Command said it had struck missile and drone storage facilities and coastal radar positions on Friday. In response to a drone attack on a cargo ship on Thursday, which halted a planned evacuation of sailors stuck in the region. Tehran said that the cargo ship was attacked because it was using an unauthorized route to transit through the Gulf waterway. After the U.S. strikes, Iran in turn accused the U.S. of violating the interim deal and said that it had struck targets linked to American forces. Venezuela's acting president Delcy Rodriguez says she is hopeful that the teams will find survivors of Wednesday's deadly earthquakes. According to the BBC, rescue efforts are continuing for a third day after two back-to-back quakes struck the country, killing at least 920 and injuring more than 33,360 people. An update from Rodriguez on Friday put the number of trapped people at 172, but tens of thousands of people are reported missing on a civilian red rescue database. The quakes with magnitude of 7.2 and 7.5 hit less than a minute apart while most were home for a national holiday. Now, the general weather forecast for the country for tonight. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast weather to be generally cloudy in Kusi, Madhes, Bagmati and Gandaki provinces, as well as in the hilly and Himalayan regions of Lumbini, Karnali and Sudhapashim provinces. Partly cloudy conditions are likely in the Tarai regions of Lumbini and Sudhapashim provinces. There is also a possibility of moderate rainfall and snowfall accompanied by thunder and lightning at a few places in the hilly and Himalayan regions of Kusi, Bagmati and Gandaki provinces, and at a few places in the hilly and Himalayan regions of Lumbini, Karnali and Sudhapashim provinces. Likewise, moderate rainfall with thunder and lightning is also likely at a few places in the Tarai region of Kusi and Madhes provinces, at a few places in the Tarai regions of Bagmati and Gandaki provinces, and at one or two places in the Tarai regions of Lumbini province. Heavy rainfall is also likely at one or two places in the hilly and Tarai regions of Kusi province. With this, we have almost come to the end of the news bulletin, but before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Bird flu infections are confirmed in 82 locations across 11 districts in Nepal. Department of Livestock Services begins gene sequencing to detect virus mutations. Government achieves 75% of annual revenue target as current fiscal year nears end. Road Division Office in Jumla initiates the termination of 16 stalled road projects along the Karnali Highway. And U.S. and Iran trade strikes after Iran attacked a cargo ship. Well, that's the end of the news bulletin from Radio Nepal. For this hour, please also visit our website www.radionepalonline.com for Monujan online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 a.m. tomorrow. Stay tuned and have a good night.